Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Areini Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. Today we are going to start and complete the entirety of Sefer Ovadia. Ovadia is a little unknown individual in his identity. The fact is that Chazal see him as Ovadia, mentioned in Melachim Aleph, who oversaw Achav's house, and he risked his life to save 100 Nevi'im from certain death. He was a Ger Tzedek who descended from Edom. And this is the suggestion. Now, Sefer Ovadia picks up on a theme that exists in numerous places in Tanakh, both in the Torah, in Yishayo, in Yirmiyo, in Yechezkel, in Yoel, in Amos, in Malachi, in Telem, in Eicha, and in Ovadia. Edom plays a role in all of those Sfarim. Why? Because as opposed to the other nations, Edom is built on the struggle of Esav and the threat that Esav possesses and offers Yaakov Avinu. And so here in this entire Sefer, we describe the severe punishment for Edom for the treachery that they commit against Am Yisrael. And we see how much animosity Edom actually has. We have the Amalekim, who are descendants of Edom. They are also descendants of Esav. And Ovadia sees that in the future also, Edom will be the last of the enemies to fall. And let's approach the Sefer. Says Ovadia, Chazon Ovadia, here is my vision. This is also the Haftarah for Parashas Vayishlach. Ka'amar Hashem Elokim le'Edom. This is what Hashem said to Edom. Shmua shamanu me'is Hashem b'tzir bagayim shulach. The Hashem heard a report. A messenger was sent to the nation. We heard a report from Hashem. Who is the we? Some say Ovadia is doing the discussion, because he speaks in the names of the other Nevi'im as well. Others say that it's a reference, says the Radak, to other nations of the world in the process. And he sends a messenger. They hear from Hashem that the messenger was sent. Kumu v'nakum alel ha-melchama, get up, let's wage war against her. This is perhaps, according to the Malbim, a message about the battle of Gog and Magog. Hine katon nisaticha bagoyim bazuya atama'od. I made you small among the nations. You're thoroughly despised. As Edom, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, was despised by the other nations because they didn't have their own language and alphabet. They were the smallest. Zdon libcha hishiecha shochnei b'chag v'yisela merom shivto. You have to understand, your heart's conceit seduced you. You were so angry that you decided to go ahead and attack Yaakov, says Radak, and into becoming arrogant, said the Mitzudos. Omer v'libo mi yoridani aretz. You said in your heart, who makes the mountain caves your lofty abode? You said to yourself, who brings me down to earth? Right? Im tagbia kanesher im bein kochavim simkinecha misham oridcha num Hashem. If you lift yourself up and you raise your nest as high as an eagle's, the eagles like to nest in crevices in the mountain. If you raise yourself into those places, and you're going to say, if you establish among the stars, I'll bring you down from there. It doesn't matter. Your religion's going to become widely known and accepted by many nations, and that you may become the most powerful nation on earth. And the only reason that Hashem will let this happen, says the Malbim, is so that the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Im ganavim bo lochem shol de laila ichned mesa lo ignevu dayam. And right, the bottom line is, how is it that you've been so destroyed? If the thieves and the robbers in the night came to you, in other words, when you get destroyed in the future, your enemies will steal your valuable possessions. Why wouldn't they have stolen only their fill? When they come to steal your treasures, they leave nothing behind. Usually, if grape gatherers come, why wouldn't they have left behind just some ololos, some sort of something left over? Right? The pasuk says, how is it that they ransacked Esav and uncovered his hidden treasures? The Nabi says, all your allies accompanied you only to the border, right? They'll convince you to wage the war. But when you go into the war, they won't be there anymore. Your comrades duped you. They got the better of you. Your friends set a trap under you. The countries that signed the peace treaty with Edom, they're going to go ahead and they're going to set things up. You lack the understanding to see that. On that day, when Edom will be totally destroyed, says the Radak, what's going to happen? I'm going to surely make the wise men disappear from Edom, and the people of understanding, they're going to disappear from Harisav. Your warriors will be broken, Teman, which was also a Edomite city. And why is that done? Lamani kares ish meharifayim mikatel. This will be done so that the slaughter will wipe out every man from Harisav. And why is that? It's all because you mistreated Am Yisrael. Mechamas achicha Yaakov techas chabusha. It's because that you robbed your brother Yaakov that you'll be covered in an embarrassment. V'nechrat aliyolam, you're going to be destroyed forever. B'yom amadcha mineged, b'yom shvos zarim cheilom v'nachrim bo sharab v'ayushalayim yadu goro gamata kachad mehem. You're going to need to remember when you stood aside, when people came in and took over the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Radak says, no, it's when you came in, the majority of the Roman emperors and army officers and soldiers were from Edom, and you went in to destroy. You were exactly like them. And so, you shouldn't have looked on your brother during your brother's day, on the day he was taken captive. And you shouldn't have rejoiced over the people of Yehuda on the day they were destroyed. You shouldn't have jeered at them. You shouldn't have come to my people's gate on the day of their adversity, the day Yerushalayim fell, the people of Edom came to participate in the looting, says the Mitzudos. You shouldn't have come to the gate on the day of their adversity. You shouldn't have been one of the ones who came to steal their possessions. And Al Tamod Al Aperik Lachrisetz Pelitav Al Tasker Srida Biom Tzara. You shouldn't have stood at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives. You made it so that people could not flee, right? Ki karov yom Hashem al kol agoyim kasher asise yasalach gemucha yashubur ashecha. Hashem's anger day is close. Well, what you did will be done to you. You'll be punished in kind. And just like ki kasher shisise mahar kachim yishtu agoyim tamid, the way that you drank on my mountain, that's how the nations of the world are going to drink as well. B'shasu below v'ayu kolol ayu. And they're going to drink and go mad. It'll be as though they never were. Just as you drank at the time you were victorious over Am Yisrael, so to the nations who oppressed Am Yisrael drink from the coast of from the cup of wrath on the day of retribution. and so what's going to happen instead? But on Hartzion there will be a deliverance. There will be survivors. And that's going to happen at the time of the Geula Shelem of Yerushu Beis Yaakov Beis Morasheim, and Beis Yaakov will possess their inheritance. Beis Yaakov Eishu Beis Yosef La'avah Beis Esav La'kash. Beis Yaakov will be a fire. Beis Yosef will be a flame. Beis Esav will be the straw. So Yosef will be the one who will bedalku b'hem v'achalum. Yosef will be the responsible one who will bring the fire right onto Esav. The Negev will possess Hari Esav. The Shvela will possess the Plishtim. Everything's going to spread further. And you're going to know the exiled communities that are with the Canaanim and Yerushalmis in Sfarad, which is Spain, according to Rashi, or some Sardinian city. They are going to inherit the towns of the Negev. And instead, the saviors, the Mashiach and his ministers, they will judge Edom, says the Radak. Or maybe it'll be Am Yisrael's ministers who will come to judge, says Rashi's. Rashi, or then maybe it'll be the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David, during the battle of Gog and Magog, says the Malbim. Whatever it's going to be, they're going to go and judge over Har Esav, Aisala, Hashem Amlucha, after all of the salvation, all the nations of the world will recognize Hashem, and they will recognize His supreme rule over the world. May it happen quickly in our days. B'mheira v'yameinu, everyone have a wonderful, amazing day.